You're home. Hey. Yeah, I'm asleep. I know. Well, I was asleep, so you woke me up. Well, I mean, I would have stayed up for you, but you were kind of 2 nights too early. What happened? Well, it's not every day that you arrive 2 days too early from a 14-day trip. Either something went really bad or something went really good. Oh, the really good. Nice to know. I get it, you wanted to surprise me. That's fine. Though I do warn you, sneaking into the flat like that is probably not the best idea. I mean, I know I was fast asleep and all, but I could pretty much take you down. Yeah, I know self-defense. I could very easily take you down. Really? No, I think I could. I'm pretty sure I could. What do you mean? I no. Hey, no, please. No, pinning my arms down. Come on. Because it's not fair. Because all I said was I could take you down. That's not anything bad. No. No, I'm not implying that. Not. Please, baby. Let me go. Come on. Play nice. Oh, God. I forget. You're 2 weeks away from me. You've pent this up, haven't you? Okay, I'll see it. Please, sir, can you let me go? Thank you. Christ's sake, babe. I'm gonna have to find like 3/4 length sleeves or something tomorrow. That's gonna bruise. Yeah, I know. You're my big strong man, but do you really have to try and show it by pinning down my arms? Come on. Seems a better than that. Hey, I'm not here to give you examples. I just woke up. Are we really diving on into this? You've been here for all of, I don't know, like 2 minutes or something. You're already pinning me down, asking me to call you sir. No. It's fine. It's just more, I would assume after that day of travel, you'd want to just go to sleep. Well, yeah, as you can see, the bed looks decisively lopsided, and that's because I've only been lying on my side. I've not been starfishing or lying on your side. The only thing I have done, though, is I have taken your pillow. Why? Because it smells of you. Not creepy. I miss you. 14 days is a long time now. When you spend every day lying beside someone, 14 full nights of, well, 12 full nights, seeing as you were the success story of the decade. 12 full nights without you is a long long time. I think so. I've also been wearing your shirts. So what are you gonna say about that? No touching the arms again, babe. No. Not happening. At least not tonight, okay? Or this morning. What time do you snuggle on into that platform? Yeah, 1 a.m. Of course I was gonna be fast asleep, babe. This isn't fair. You're not playing fair. Oh, is that right? You don't play fair. I could argue many examples that go against that. Mickey, you've got yourself so cocky. Pun fucking intended, babe. No, come on. I know. But I think you should be going to bed and just sleeping it out, and we can release all that pent-up tension in the morning. Oh. Babe, you're being cryptic now. What do you mean by, can you put me to sleep? Yeah, I know you woke me up. Yeah, but you're not being clear. What do you mean by putting me to sleep? I can fall asleep just fine, babe. I'm more worried about you. Well, why aren't you tired out? You look as if you've got like a dozen energy drinks going through you. Please tell me you haven't drank any, by the way, because I am not having you bouncing off the walls. Not tonight. Not any night. I'm not dealing with hyperactive you. Non-hyperactive you is bad enough. Babe. Of course it feels good. What was that for? To shut me up. Thanks, babe. Is that the only reason you ever kiss my neck? Is to shut me up. No, you do other things. Okay. Like, what? Well, there's kissing my neck. That's down. What else can you do? You've put down the challenge that you can put me back to sleep. I'd like to see you try. Oh, no. No. There was no promise at the beginning that I'd be good. Hell no. If you're throwing down that challenge, I'm gonna meet it. And I bet you can't get me back to sleep. So no, I will not be a good girl. I won't be anywhere close to a good girl. And no arms pinning to the bed and neck kissing is ever gonna stop that. Oh, you'll try something else. Again, another challenge. I may have woke up like a few minutes ago, but you and your challenges. I'm happy with that. Happy to meet them all the way. 1 a.m., 10 a.m., whenever. That look. Fuck, I love that look. How the fuck did I manage 12 nights without that look? Without that face staring back at me, just complete loss. Without those lips, I really could go on, babe. But you have a challenge, so what's it gonna be, sir? Okay, yeah. No, I won't be good. No, I don't care that you're kissing my neck again. No, I won't be good. Oh, fuck sleeping. No, I don't agree. No, I won't enjoy my arms pinned above my head. Because why should I? No. Yeah, that's ticklish. Why do you always know the spot on my neck that tickles? Why did I ever let you onto that? I should really not tell you these things. What are you going to do now? Well, you can see I'm not exactly wearing anything. Because it's warm. And I don't have my big strong man around me. So, just went to bed whenever, wearing whatever I want. And tonight it was purely nothing. Maybe in the back of my mind I just knew you were coming home. Or maybe it's just the fact that I much prefer it. Sometimes I've been wearing your shirts. Sometimes nothing at all. Mixing it up. And I wasn't telling you over the phone because I knew you'd be 10 times worse than this if you came home with all those pictures in your mind. So I never teased you. And I could have. I really, really could have. Yes, sir. I was a good girl on that occasion. Fuck. You're moving really fast, babe. What are you doing? Yeah, you skirted right over to my stomach. It's not like you. You usually spend a lot more time up here. Fuck. What has gotten into you? What's going on? Yeah, I know I said there was a challenge, but I didn't bargain in you being so keen to win it. What? What do you want me to say? you know what? Fuck it. You've won the challenge. You could probably get me to bed. Get me fast asleep past this point. So yeah, I'll say whatever you want. Please, sir. No, I won't be more needy. Don't be like that. Because your face is so close to my pussy right now. And you're asking me to be more needy? Fucking hell, babe. What has been happening in that mind for 2 weeks? You need to let me in on that at some point. Fine. I will say every word you want me to say, please. Please, sir, may I have your mouth on my pussy and taste me and put me to sleep. Please, can you? I'll drop my arms. Sir. What did I say? Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you for letting me drop my arms. You have been waiting for this for 2 weeks. Have you not been? Have you not had the chance? Dear God, baby, you must be desperate. Fuck. That's fine. Go as fast as you need. If you told me that before, I wouldn't have challenged you. I wouldn't have been so petulant towards you. I'd have just let you do this. You need to tell me these things, baby. Or else I won't let you have all the fun. Yes, sir. I'll put my hand through your hair. Fuck. Is this gonna be our weekend now? You indulging and me getting the benefit of it all. Okay. Yeah, flicking the clit, that would definitely be it. You've been thinking about this for days, haven't you? Poor man. All those days at work and no play. You could have told me, I could have sent you anything you wanted. My voice, pictures. Fuck, I would even send you a video if you needed me. Fuck. Desperate. I'm surprised you just didn't jump on me and fuck me then and there, to be fair. You're showing more restraint than I ever would, baby. Far more restraint. Yeah. Yeah, it's good. I have no doubt you're enjoying it, babe. No doubt at all. What? Hey, no, no, please. No. Don't stop. No. No, that's not fair. That's not fair, baby. Babe. Okay. I'll say it. I'll say it. I'll ask you for permission. I will say it. Sir, I will be a very, very good girl, and I will fall asleep with you on this bed after I've come. And please, sir, may you make me come. Baby, please. Fine, sir. I am your girl. I am your very good girl. And I'll do whatever you say. The entire weekend. Now, please, sir. Can you make me come? Please. No, enough of any day, please. Yeah. I'll sound as needy as you want any other time of the weekend, babe, but now, no. I'm too close. I'm too fucking close. You're just too good at this. Fucking good at this. Yes. Oh. Yes, I'm close. Ah, I'm so close. And yes, sir, I will be quiet, and I won't talk smart to you. I won't be naughty to you. And I will fall fast asleep with you. Yes. Yes, you've won that challenge. I promise not to doubt you again, sir. Fuck. Oh, you're so desperate. Maybe you should keep us apart for more fortnights. Oh, this is what I get. Yeah, I'm close. I'm so close. Keep going, baby. Oh, drop this, sir. Babe, drop this, sir. Just fucking make me come on. Enough with it. We can do that the rest of the weekend, but for now, no. Drop it. I submitted to you, is that not enough? Fuck. That smile. Yeah, I'm okay. I'm okay. Come up here. No, up here. No, I don't want my sir. I want my baby. You had your fun tonight, okay? And I know you have probably been horny for 12 straight nights. You got what you wanted tonight. We'll see how we do the rest of the weekend, huh? Oh, you have ideas? Well, that's great, but I'm barely keeping my eyes open right now. Because, my God. Yeah. You said you would tire me out, and you did. Fucking hell. We really need way more of these breaks. Way more. If this is what I'm gonna get out of it. Yeah, I'll cut one. Of course I will. You do know you have to take your clothes off, right? Okay. See, you're too tired now as well. So I managed to put you to sleep, and I didn't have to do anything to you. So maybe I won that challenge. Oh, it's too late to bring all that up again. I'm just need my sleep again. And this time I've got you next to me in my bed. In our bed. Welcome home. Can you please stay home for as long as you want until we get through all of that lust and horniness and that night? Hell yeah. I need to hear what you've got in mind. Good night, baby. No talk of what we're doing tomorrow. I just need sleep. And I need you to cuddle into, nothing else. Head out the car tonight, babe.